You haven't told me your name.
It's Colston.
Mr. Colston?
Yes. Marion calls me Leo, and I call her Marion. She asked me to. Don't you think she's a ripping girl?
Yes, I do, Leo.
I call her spifflicating. A1. I'd do anything for her.
What would you do?
If a dog attacked her, I could go for it, or I could run errands for her.
Would you like to take her a message now?
Crikey, yes.
Tell her I've got her prayer book.
Please, Marion.
She asked me to tell you.
Who?
Hugh. Not who. Hugh the Viscount. Did I say it wrong?
You say it like few. Or phew. What did Hugh say?
He's got your prayer book. You left it...
Oh, yes, in church. How careless of me. Please thank him.
Oh. Is that all she said? Ah, Dr. Franklin. For Marcus, I presume.
Do you know everybody on this estate from England?
My family have been here a long time.
It all belongs to you, really.
Though I let it to the Maudsleys.
That means at Brandon Hall, you're a guest in your own home.
I'm very pleased to be here. What plan does Mrs. Maudsley have for us today?
Leo, on no account must you see Marcus. He's infectious.
Sunday, 84 degrees.
You wanted the temperature to rise to a record.
I spoke with the Viscount. Splendid days.
Can I smell dust?
Everything's warm to the touch. Smells loosed from the earth. Sounds far away. Mind, heart, body. Slow down. Everything could have been different. If only I...
Leo?
The water meadows dry up. The willows shimmer.
Leo, stop spinning.
I mount the black scaffold by the sluice, almost too hot to touch, and look down into the pool, which was shattered yesterday by the farmer's dive.
Stick to the facts.
Cross the sluice and find myself in a cornfield, a gate to a deep, rutted road, baked hard with heat.
Black farm. That's the stink. Animals.
Stink of horses makes me giddy. If only I didn't.
Ah! What the hell do you think you're doing here?
Good morning, giving you the biggest thrashing you've ever had in your life. Who are you?
We met yesterday. You were swimming. I came with the others.
From the hall?
Yes.
We better sort that knee out for you. Can you walk, Master?
Colston.
My name's Ted. Lucky you didn't spoil that suit.
Miss Marion gave it to me.
I don't have much to do with those grand folks. I'll bandage you with this.
Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Burgess. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, perhaps there is. How old are you?
I shall be 13 on the 27th.
Can I trust you?
My headmaster says I'm trustworthy.
To keep your mouth shut.
Do you want me to cross my heart?
The other boy.
Marcus is off bounds. He might have measles. Why?
Are you ever alone with Miss Marion?
Sometimes. We sit on the sofa together. There are so many sofas.
Near enough to give her something.
Measles?
A letter. Without anybody seeing.
Yes. But you said you didn't have any dealings with the hall.
She and I do have some private business together.
Is it a secret?
It's more than that. Wait, will you? Will I just get...
Fingers too large to hold the pen.
I wouldn't be long.
Should I just tell her your message?
You wouldn't understand it.
It's not a proper inkstand. The only adornment in his kitchen is a stock breeder's calendar.
If anyone else gets a hold of this letter, it'll be bad for her and me. And perhaps for you too.
I should defend it with my life.
How's your knee for walking?
A1. Except the blood hasn't come through the handkerchief.